All right, we're back now with the Gloucester Director of Athletics, Gloucester High School's Brian LaFada. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you doing in this lovely November, April day?
Not too bad. At least it's dry outside. Sun's still out, or it's still daylight. I'm watching the softball team wrap up a little preseason work.
My God. Well, you had everything today with the mist out there. It was in the 40s. It's just crazy. You got football. You got the spring sports coming up. I don't know. I don't even know where to start. I think where I'll start, Brian, is the success of Fall 2 sports. I would like to start there because I think all things being equal, what the athletic directors have done across the North Shore, not just the Northeastern Conference, but the Catholic Conference, the Capan League, everybody involved, you know, right on down to Lynn. They're in a little different time frame than we are. But you guys have done such an amazing job, and maybe you could give me a little bit of feel about how Fall 2 has gone so far from your perspective.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, all of us athletic directors have been working hard, putting in the extra hours, but it's well worth it, being able to see the student athletes get out there. And now that we're starting to get families a little bit more, some more spectators, typically away fans can start showing up now, is great. But as far as Fall 2 goes, all in all, it's been a success. Myself personally at Gloucester, I'm a little more fortunate. I don't have as many sports going on right now. I do have football, indoor track and field, which obviously primarily takes place outdoors, and our cheer season. Our cheer team's getting ready to do a virtual competition. We don't have volleyball here, where I know a lot of the other schools, that is one of the sports that are still indoors, probably the last one of the year, and so they deal with that. But for the sports I'm dealing with, things have gone relatively well. We had a brief little shutdown with our football team, our JV team. But other than that, things, as I said, have gone well. The weather's pretty much cooperated, considering, and can't complain.
Tim?
I don't really have anything, Rick. Brian and I talked the end of last week. So, how you doing, Brian?
I'm doing good, bud. How about you?
Good. I guess we talked many things, spring sports. The end of last week when I dropped by the office. I guess it's getting the spring sports going, the length of schedule, the format of the playoff. How many teams are going to be in the playoffs, and how long do they think that playoff run will last?
As far as the playoffs go, as far as our understanding as athletic directors is it's an open format. So teams have the ability to opt in or opt out of the state tournament. It doesn't depend on your record. Again, that's what we're understanding at this point. we're dealing with a lot of the scheduling issues right now, why I'm here a little bit later in the office. We're all dealing with having a season start so much later. We now have a lot of other school activities involved during the spring season, such as your graduations, all your academic awards nights and everything. So we're all trying to juggle all of that so the student athletes can still be part of any of those activities, whether virtual or in person. But we're getting through it. As far as the tournament, though, they say it should be wrapped up by July 3rd, I believe, as far as a state championship for those sports such as baseball, softball, and the lacrosses. We don't have a lot of details yet still on how the tennis or outdoor track and field, if there will be any sort of postseason or anything. Most of it's come out in regard to the team sports such as, like I said, lacrosse, baseball, softball.
Brian, I want to ask you a question about your position in terms of letters of reference or that kind of thing and for seniors, because last year, excuse me, this thing was such a mess beginning in March and nobody knew what was going to happen from week to week. And it hasn't all changed all that much, except there's been a little bit of a settling in. And, you know, seniors, I don't know how often they come to the athletic director, but I know that formally or informally they'll be talking with you about what to do next year. And it doesn't necessarily have to be with sports, but obviously that, you know, that would be a major concern. They might want to see, you know, where do I fit in? And you talk with coaches, you talk with athletic directors up and down the line, you probably talk with colleges. How has that been effective in terms of that responsibility for you, Brian? going back to last spring with your seniors and now this year with your seniors, what has changed or what's the same in terms of your advice to those seniors and maybe your contacts or pushing them on to some school?
At this point, I really don't think there's been too much of a change in relation to my job with it. I do have a lot of student athletes come in and start inquiring, especially, say, some juniors, even some sophomores that are a little bit more ambitious. But some of the juniors over the past few months have come into me and asked me about their specific sports or looking at schools or what they should do. And we have a great guidance department here that I defer to a lot when it comes to that. I always tell them that sports is secondary. Obviously, I hope we have as many players as possible at the next level. But yeah, it all starts with making sure you're getting the right fit for a school. Or as far as size-wise, program or area of study, geographic location, there's so many factors. And so for me, it's been roughly the same because I'm just telling them to try and do all their due diligence and as much research as possible. It has been tough up until recently, sometimes when campuses weren't open for tours or anything of that sort. So when you tell them to try and take advantage of taking those tours on campus and get a look at the various colleges and universities, that's been a little bit more difficult for them. But definitely in regard to my position, once in a while I'll get a letter of recommendation request, not too often. I used to get a lot more when I was the actual baseball coach.
Right.
So a lot of my players would come to me for that. As far as the athletic director now, they don't look for that too often. They go directly more to their coach.
Well, let me interject here and ask you about that, because you've got some really young head coaches on your staff. Do they come to you with questions about that stuff?
They do, yeah, occasionally. A lot of them, we do have some young coaches, but they are experienced. They were college athletes, so they've gone through the process even that way. So they know the steps that need to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them, they know I have an open-door policy anytime. They can text me at any point, any questions that I can help them along the way and where I might have any expertise in that. Or if I don't, I try and guide them in the right direction. But, yeah, most of our coaches do have a good grasp, even with their relatively inexperience at maybe the head coaching position. They are familiar with the recruiting process.
Right, right. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, yeah. So, you know, when you guys get together as athletic directors, I don't know how often you do that. How often do you guys – have you obviously been meeting virtually. How often does that happen?
We do go about once a month.
Okay.
There were times – different points of the year when what was difficult this year is going to four seasons really crammed things together. There wasn't much of a little bit of a breather between seasons where you make sure you got all your ducks in a row. It was basically, okay, a season just ended and on Sunday, and then tomorrow morning is the start of the next season. We do meet once a month, all the time. We actually have been socially distant meeting at Beverly High School. Dan Keith, the athletic director, has been kind to have us come in there. We've done that for a few months now. Initially, it was all virtual. We do have, with things changing by the day, guidelines, protocols, various things that might come up for specific sports, we might throw together a quick Zoom and say, hey, let's get together and quickly discuss this instead of trying to drive someplace. But for us, it's nice to be able to see each other and bounce ideas off of one another as we discuss things in person, just to kind of get out of our offices that we're in most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. I actually got out to the football field today, finally. I went out to Peabody. And is there a topic when you guys get together, and I use that term loosely, when the ADs get together, because it's not just guys, and I apologize for that, but when the ADs get together, is there a topic or a subject or something that comes up where you guys and gals all sort of nod your heads together and say, yep, that's exactly correct? And it could be, you know, something to do with COVID or something to do with scheduling, but or something to do with, okay, we've all managed to figure this little point out, so it's been good. In other words, some topic of consensus and agreement where, okay, yeah, this has worked.
I feel like that happens a lot, to be honest with you.
Good.
Being in this role for 3 years now, I did learn early on is to use other ADs as resources and bounce ideas off of them, and it was always amazing if I went to a couple different ADs looking for some recommendations, how similar they typically were.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody brings up, hey, at this this game I had this situation happen. How mm-hmm. did you guys handle this? And then four or five other ADs, as you said, kind of nod their head, yep, I dealt with that. I don't know if there's anything specific I can think of that's, I mean, I just feel like sometimes there are little situations of academic issues with student-athletes. How do you handle this?
Okay, yeah.
Maybe playing time conflicts where they've escalated it and gone up the ladder. Instead of just dealing with the coach, that all of a sudden they're bringing in the athletic director or trying to come up, go up to the administration. And right now everything is about how we work with our local administration, Department of Public Health, our school committees. I mean, I think in the past 12 months, we've had so much more interaction than usual with our school committees, our mayors, our public health directors than we ever did. So we all kind of bounce those ideas in, or what happens with you at these meetings or those meetings. So that's the big thing that I would say.
Yeah, well, I'm nodding my head as you say that. I love that. Tim, you got anything that you want to share with us that you and Brian mentioned the other day that might be of value?
Well, one of the things, he mentioned the guidance office, and I just wanted to give out kudos to the head of the guidance department, who was a former jock herself at Endicott College. He was an assistant coach there, Laura Carlson. And that has to be such an edge, Brian, dealing with Laura because of her own personal knowledge and experience of dealing with the collegiate experience.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. I'm very fortunate to have Laura here as an administrator and the head of the guidance department. Since I started day one, she's always been a huge help for me, and just her athletic background, plus her general knowledge of anything for kids getting admitted to schools and the best path to take. So I'm in contact with Laura constantly. And then she's, because she's interested, she'll come down and we'll talk about sports. She'll say, oh, I saw this on the social media account. This game happened here or that. Or she knows some of the other local schools. So she'll have, being specifically more a softball person, she knows about the softball programs in the area and the players. And so it's great to bounce those things off of her. And, but as well, like I said, she's just a great resource for me. Because she knows I'm primarily working with student athletes looking at the next level, so she has a great grasp of that.
That's awesome. Great question, Tim. Glad you brought that up. I know Coach Carlson, too, and, yeah, she's something else. Brian, the participation in terms of numbers of kids this year, how's that gone?
I would say we're down slightly. It's always tough to tell. It's so cyclical anyways. Some of our higher, our upper classes, juniors and seniors, we have a little bit lower enrollment numbers in the school altogether. We do have some higher freshmen and sophomore total class numbers, so that's helping a little bit. But I have seen and heard from various individuals or families that have held out because of any concerns with COVID with their specific sports, maybe during the indoor season. So they are slightly down some. Hopefully, as the coaches, we start to get back to some normalcy, are able to get out there and pound the pavement and talk to more of the athletes and get them out there. We're really trying to work every season as we're 2 weeks away, actually, from today, start the spring season.
Yeah.
Is we I start running reports for all the coaches on athletes that might have been in another program. So say maybe, for example, Coach Derek Geary and the ice hockey team. And I might run a report and says, hey, we got 15 kids that played ice hockey that do not play any other sport during this time of year. Let's reach out to them, and I'll send it off to the coaches of the upcoming season, but also Coach Geary to keep him involved and trying to get more of our coaches working together from season to season to
cool.
boost our participation. This isn't, unfortunately, as you both know, Gloucester's not the same size as it was years ago. And we really can't afford to have the single-sport athletes around here. We need more multi-sport, two- and three-sport. And even this year, we do have a couple on record of going to be four-sport athletes during this rare time. So that's a big thing for us, definitely.
Tremendous. Tim, any final thoughts for Brian?
No. We had a great conversation, as we always do, about all things sports, Gloucester-related, and the conference. We both had a long attachment to it as coaches. Brian, I just want to continue to, again, best of luck in the AD's chair. I know it's something that I think you've been preparing a long time for, and Gloucester, and I talked to a number of people, are so glad you are sitting in that chair right now.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It's been fun, been rewarding for 3 years. Look forward to hopefully doing it a lot longer. Hopefully not too many more challenging years like this year, it's definitely fun.
I can't believe it's been 3 years. My final thought is that Winthrop-Gloucester football game, man, that's a rivalry that has been renewed, and what a great game.
Yeah, that was a great game. Coach Cadigan and Winthrop, I tell you what, that program, and I was trying to pick Matt Serino's brain that night is just the numbers they have over there. They're very well disciplined, very well organized, and it was impressive watching them and then coming out to a quick 21-0 lead. I was very happy with our kids the way they came back. They could have easily just rolled over at that point there and just let it go, but then to make it a one-score game and actually have a chance late in the game to have a chance to tie it was impressive. So on both sides, it was fun and exciting. People loved being at the game. The few spectators we were allowed to have, it was good to have a few Viking fans there, but definitely the Fisherman family fans.
Yeah, it's getting.
Last thing, real quick, are Danny's numbers backed up from the 15 that he had against Salem?
Yes, he definitely is, thankfully. We do have a few more injuries here and there. It's like a typical football season where it starts to wear on you a little bit. But, yeah, that Salem game was definitely one to remember for the ages right there. When looking on the video and just seeing three or four kids on the sideline as your entire bench was, definitely an odd situation that I hope we don't have to do again.
Brian, thank you for all that you do. Thank you for taking care of us at MSO. I can't thank you enough for all that you do. And we will be back up there in that press box in September. I can guarantee that. But in the meantime, stay safe. We'll talk to you later on about spring sports.